When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Sills, why is Arnold dropping in the draft? Kyle, it's really a great question, and it's hard in this draft. Here's why. They're not dropping. There's two things that are happening in this draft that are pushing the good players down. It's the O-line and the shitty quarterbacks. Think about this. Let me show you something here. See, this is how I look at the draft. You get it? Tully Pauline projects that the Eagles trading to 16 overall and are targeting. I think they are targeting the kid Mitchell too. I think it's a risk. Because guess why? Didn't play against very good competition. He had a really good Senior Bowl. Had a good Senior Bowl. I talked to the folks down there. Really good Senior Bowl. Played against not very good players at Toledo. Mid-America Conference. Had a great combine. And Xander's like, yeah, a Toledo cornerback. Yeah, that's going to work out well. Like, the last Mid-America quarterback that really was NFL great, wasn't it Roethlisberger? Go watch the tape. Against who? Eastern Kentucky? Miami of Ohio? Ohio University? So you're killing guys at Ohio University, Eastern Kentucky, Western Michigan, and Ohio. If he was so good, why didn't he play in the Southeastern Conference? Or the Big Ten. He's right there in Big Ten country. There's my question. How many non-Power 5 corners do you see in the league today? These guys like that workout, those analytic guys. Who's the best cornerback in this draft? Well, let me ask you something here. It's a great question. Think about it. You practice against the best players in the United States of America. And this goes to to what I tell my daughter. My daughter goes, I didn't make a play against Virginia on Sunday. I missed a big tackle. And I go like this. Hey, I missed a tackle in the national title game. DJ Dozier got drafted in the first round. He's good too. You miss tackles versus Ohio University or Western Michigan? We're talking something different here. Players at big conferences, you may not have the greatest grade against, say you played Michigan versus Ohio State, and you played really good in it, but there were plays that they beat you on. Well, welcome to the NFL. I mean, welcome to the NFL. I'll die for the... You brought yourself up. Yeah, asshole, because I was talking to my kid about not getting down on herself. And other players are good, too. I told her I failed at a play, not that I succeeded. I come from a place of failure when I'm talking to you, not blowing myself. Learn to listen. You might be a better Eagle fan. The only player I'm giving The past two is Chris Johnson. He played at Eastern Carolina. He was electric. He was good. But you know why he got drafted? RTF, she plays rugby. Because he ran a 4.3. I already did my mock draft. That's a good idea. I may go back over that again. And Quentin Mitchell to get up to 16? I don't know if he's going to be there. I don't think he'll be there at 16. Here's the if I'm Eagles, I'm drafting one of those two cornerbacks from Alabama. See, look at how many here. Let's take a look at how many players are going to be from a non-power five in the top 32. I'll take my first. I got two mock drafts. I didn't like this. I got my third one over here. So we'll do. Let's do the recent one, shall we? Let's see how many non-power five teams or players will be in this year's draft. Okay, USC, LSU, North Carolina, Ohio State, Michigan, LSU, Notre Dame, FSU, Washington, Oregon State, Bama, Penn State, Georgia, Oregon, Toledo, Georgia, Illinois, LSU, Duke, Bama, Clemson, Oklahoma, Iowa, UCLA, Texas, West Virginia, Washington, Bama, Arizona. So one kid from a non-power five, the Eagles are going to draft him. That's got Jalen Reagor all over it. Are you not trying to lower the odds of failure? Let's say that kid Mitchell turns out to be a really good ball player. Aren't my odds with Arnold, even Cooper DeJean, aren't my odds in better places with players from the Southeastern Conference, from Power Five, than some dude from Mid-America? Even the kid Nate Wiggins from Clemson. Those are gamble picks. And believe me, hey, somebody help me. Who's Daryl Green? Daryl Green, he got drafted like, what was it, Texas A&I? Right? He got drafted out of Texas A&I. Jerry Rice got drafted out of Mississippi Valley State. Sure. You find those guys. You better be good talent evaluators. And the Eagles have not been good talent evaluators at what position? Corner. And wideout. And you really trust them to get it right? Where? Devontae Smith. Congratulations. It took you 100 wide receivers to get there. Look at how many crappy corners. Randy Moss was different, Marshall. You see, Kyle, the history with Marshall or with Moss was this. First, was offered a scholarship to Notre Dame. They threw him out because of marijuana. Then he was offered a scholarship and given one to Florida State. Marijuana issues again. Then he went to Marshall. So you have to remember the issues that he had. He was offered Notre Dame, Florida State, and he landed on Marshall. What you had to overcome with Randy Moss was decision-making. Would his decision-making at the end of the day get in the way of a career? Sometimes it did. Randy Moss never lived up to what Randy Moss should have been, better than Rice. And by the way, Chuck goes, Terry Bradshaw, Louisiana Tech. Okay. Chuck, name me a quarterback in the last 20 years that was taken from a non-power five that turned out to be a star in the NFL. It's a different league today. because of the transfer portal, it's making it even harder now. If you're a good player at a smaller school, you transfer to bigger schools. You don't stay where you are. You'll never be seen. Why would I stay at Toledo if I'm one of the top six picks? Loyalty? Get this. Not even Travis Hunter stayed at Jacksonville State. He went with Deion to Colorado to a Power Five. By the way, there's your best corner in the draft. Unfortunately, it's not till next year. That kid's the best player in the country this year and next year. And it's really not close. I have not seen a kid with that kind of skill set on both wide receiver and defensive back. And his ability to jump in the air and not lose his equilibrium, the way he can go after passes as a defensive guy, and also the conditioning that he has to play wide out. That guy is a throwback to Bo Jackson and to Deion Sanders and how good of an athlete he is. That's Deion stuff. He's really special. There's nobody I've seen in the last 35, 40 years that compares to Deion when it comes out in the draft. Maybe Sean Taylor at corner or safety. He's just special. They're moving him into the slot. This kid can play everywhere. He's so good, man. Ugh. I don't want a cornerback in the first round. I really don't. I think the corners are good, but I don't know if there's a game. Like, there's no Patrick Surtain in this draft. Seals, did you play against Rod Woodson in college? Yeah, when he was at Purdue. We beat the brakes off him. But you knew he was good. I think Jeff George was his quarterback. I think he was a high hurdler, too. Like, he was a special high. He was another great athlete. That's a great pull, Kyle. Yeah, we beat the brakes off of them. Kevin Sumlin, I think, was on that team that came down to the Orange Bowl, and we just pounded them. Okay? We just pounded them. But he was a really great athlete. Hunter will be a top three pick next year. You know what's funny? Anthony says he'll be a top three pick next year and be the best. Isn't that funny? A top three pick, and he's the best player in the draft, but they'll draft a quarterback. They'll draft Shedeur Sanders over him, and he's not better. I don't follow that thinking. I'm getting the best player I can get. And if I can upgrade my position, this is people that have control of their draft. Now, get this. Here's why coaches in Philly don't have a lot to say here. If you had a chance to draft a game-changing player like Brock Bowers, say it's 16, he's there, and you take the third best or the second best corner, why? And you upgrade your tight end position, and you move off the money, and you get him on a rookie deal for the next 4 years, plus fifth-year option? I mean, I don't subscribe to that. I would take Bowers at 16. Here, let's take a look at it. Say Mitchell goes eighth, like I got him projected to go. Where do I got him? This is my third. Okay. Actually, I got Mitchell at 17. Funny. Xander says, what'd you say, Xander? They're saying that the Eagles want to move up to 16. I got Mitchell, cornerback, going to Jacksonville at 17. Huh. So I see him around that 16-17 mark. So do the Eagles. Got him right here, 17. Mitchell, 17. So the Eagles want to get up to 16 and potentially get him. That's kind of where I see him. Would he be the first corner off the board? He would be. Arnold is projected at, and by the way, I've got Arnold going to the Eagles at 22. In my third and final mock draft. So they are looking at it like I am. I'm not taking the second best corner. If I'm going to get a corner, I'm going to take the first best and move up to Jacksonville or Seattle. So you're going to make a move with Seattle? What are you going to surrender? Seattle's at 16. So you're going to make a trade with Seattle? You're going to have to give up a second round, one of those second round picks to move up there, or a pick next year to move up there. You move up to 6 and Seattle moves down to 22. As a matter of fact, I got Bowers at 15 there. Bowers at 15 to Indianapolis. How about this, Yale? If Indianapolis gets Bowers, you have Jonathan Taylor, Anthony Richardson, and Brock Bowers, and Michael Pittman at wide receiver in Indianapolis for Shane Steichen in that RPO offense. I'll tell you what, I'd be very interested to see how that plays out. That would look really great. Tom Telesco, I'm working on trying to get him after the draft, he said. He came on, like, I think last year and the year before. He was the general manager of the Chargers. Shane's putting, I'll tell you this, man. Shane Steichen was the head football coach of the Philadelphia Eagles in that offense. I saw a 51% quarterback. Hey, I'm kind of wrong on Anthony Richardson, even though he got hurt. And here's the problem. Okay? Here's the problem that Shane is going to face. Jalen got – look at what happened with Shane. Shane got Jalen hurt. Shane got Richardson hurt. He's got to change his coaching a little bit. You got to protect that guy more. Okay? That RPO, if that's going to be part of your offense, okay. The last two quarterbacks that you've had in your control, you got both those guys hurt.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Jalen got hurt in a Chicago game when you were the coordinator last year in 22. And Richardson lasted how many games? 4, 5? And get this, though. Shane made Gardner Minshew a Pro Bowler. He knows what he's doing. But you've got to protect your guys more. You got that guy, Jonathan Taylor, run his ass. He's one of the top three backs in the league. You got a great O-line. You got the second best offensive guard next to Dickerson, and you pay him $20 million. Run the fucking ball. Run the ball. Question. Does it matter where you play, whether it's Toledo or Iowa, if you're a baller, you'll do just fine. Denny, I think it does matter in today's NFL or today's college. I don't think it mattered years ago. I think it does today. Why? Because of the transfer portal. Shitty players stay at shitty programs. Good players at shitty programs transfer to better opportunities because why? Nil. I get a percentage of the gate at Alabama if I'm a better player. I make $400 a month in Toledo. If I'm a member of a Southeastern Conference team, I make $15,000 a year just in attendance bonuses alone. Why would I stay at a shittier program? Not be seen only on Tuesdays and Wednesdays in Mid-America Conference games and seen on national television games where everybody in the United States gets to see my brand, me playing against the best competition in the country, and what's more important, the best coaching in the country are in the SEC. In today's college, nil, there's a reason coaches go from the college ranks or pro ranks to the college ranks to take coordinator jobs because they're going to elevate themselves back into the NFL. Years ago, I don't think that mattered too much if you were at Toledo. Today, who do you play against? If you're a baller, how do you know he's a baller? Carson Wentz is a great example of this. Carson Wentz burst onto the scene in the NFL, right? First 4 or 5 years, pretty good. Once they figured his ass out, they banged him up a little bit. He didn't get hit at North Dakota State. By who? Those beer-drinking white guys in that league? Same with Trey Lance. Those passing lanes were wide open, like a 9-on-7 game. But once they figured him out, hit him, closed the gaps, put pressure on him, Wentz fell apart. They started figuring him out. Get this. Is this not fair? Is this not fair when I say this about Wentz? Once they started hitting him and injuring him, he was never the same, right? Well, he wasn't hit like that in college. It took its toll on him mentally, and he was too fragile mentally to overcome it. Here. That's a great Josh Allen, small school. That's before the transfer portal. Jordan Love and Josh Allen are not playing at Utah State and Wyoming any longer. They would have transferred to a Big Ten team like every other kid does now. Or they would have went to a Southeastern Conference team. You think Jaden Daniels is staying in the Pac-12? What did he do? Just like the head coach did. The head coach went from Notre Dame, Get this, Notre Dame has downsized their schedule. They play Marshall and Miami of Ohio and some of these other shitty programs now. Notre Dame never played those schools. They would never play a 1AA school, ever. Ever play one of them. They play Marshall now and get beat by them. T.O. went to a small school too. Yeah, when? 20 years ago? I told you, the transfer portal has changed everything. So has nil. If I played at UConn, my home state school, and I made all conference, I'm not staying there. I'm going to BC, Penn State, Pitt, Maryland, one of them programs. Somewhere around hey, believe me. I mean, after I got thrown out of Maryland, I had Oklahoma, LSU, Miami. Why do you think I chose? And Minnesota. I did take a recruiting trip to Minnesota because Lou Holtz was the head coach. It's the only reason. I mean, plus, Minnesota had a great history, and I liked that history. I just didn't like where they played. They played in that old Hubert Humphrey Dome, and I was like, nah, you know, I think football should be played inside. I think it should be played outside. It was a great recruiting trip. It was a fantastic time I had. Imagine Allen on a high-powered SEC team. Hey, Anthony, can you imagine if you put Josh Allen at Texas A&M with Mike Evans? He had Johnny Manziel. Could you imagine him with Mike Evans? Hey, Yale, I got off the airplane on my recruiting trip when I went to Minnesota. I froze my baguettes off, and then I went back when I played the Vikings. And then up there at Green Bay, too. Oh, I've never been colder. And I lived in Connecticut and played college high school football in Connecticut in the snow. Hey, Denny, I actually had a really good trip up there. I think the coach's name was Joe Salem. And then Lou came in and the recruiting, and they recruited me heavily. I almost went there. I think Carl Mecklenburg took me out on my recruiting trip. College football is different today. So they want to move up to get this kid Mitchell. Get this, he must have had a really good interview, and he must have looked great at the combines because his game tape must look sensational. But I, again, would look at that and go, okay, I would look at his game tape a lot, but then I would look at his practices at the Senior Bowl. What did he do against the top flight kids at the Senior Bowl in practice and in the game? Not so much the game. I wanted to see him line up against some of the top, like, Neighbors, Thomas, Odunza, those guys. I want to see how he lined up against those guys. Did he jam them? Does he have technique? Does he understand not getting beat plus 25? Can he play in banjo? Can he play cover two? You know, I mean, all that. I want to know what, I mean, the problem that the Eagles have with their with their secondary, they can't play man. They're zone cover corners. Actually, we never asked Sills, when were you being recruited? What schools did you visit? Dan, would you have passed on Syracuse for the same reason, Carrier Dome? Chuck, I took a non-official trip to Syracuse. A guy by the name of Norm Gerber, he recruited me. I can't remember the name of the coach. And I'll tell you the funniest story. That guy, Norm Gerber, was recruiting me. He stood in my driveway. Must have been 20 nights in a row. He came to me and he goes like this. Chuck, you'll like this. He goes, we'll give you – I played linebacker, defensive end. I had 25 sacks my senior year. I think I had 28 my junior year. You know who broke my record in Connecticut for the most sacks? Dwight Freeney. Dwight Freeney broke it. I mean, I had like 50-something sacks in high school. I killed everything I hit. But get this. Norm Gerber goes like this. He's recruiting. I almost had the guy's name was the head coach at McPherson. McPherson was the head coach. McPherson. And McPherson. And he goes like this, we'll give you number 44. I'm like, man, it's Jim Brown's number. You ain't giving me number 44. And the guy goes, we'll give you 44. And I go, okay, how many people did you offer number 44 to? And Norm Gerber goes, all right, 20. I went, all right, I'll take a recruiting trip up there. Because he was honest, at least. I go, you ain't giving me Jim Brown's number, man. And he goes, oh, yeah. I go, how many people do you offer that to? About 20. All right. I was like, yeah, okay. Yeah, he coached for the Patriots. That's right. McPherson coached for the Patriots, too. That's right, he did. Well, Freeney's a good company to be. Hey. Yeah, he was a three-time All-Stater. He was really a great player. He really was, man. Dan, how much did you make in college? Sophomore year, junior year, senior year. What year do you want? I drove a Corvette in college. It was my first vehicle. What do you want me to say? I got it for free? I did. That's my big goof with Eric Dickerson. Eric Dickerson got a Trans Am. I got a Vet. Red. I've posted the picture. That's what they did to Ernie Davis. Yeah. Oh, by the way, Floyd Little is a Connecticut guy, and he wore 44 too. I think he went to Hill House. It's a great football program in Connecticut. He went to Hill House. Floyd Little, Hall of Famer too, went to Denver Broncos. And I told him the story about Norm Gerber because he was helping recruit me because he's a Connecticut guy. And Floyd Little came to my house. And hey, we'd like to have you come up to Syracuse. And I go, hey, man, this guy was going to tell me he's going to give you 44. And I go, Floyd. He goes, he ain't giving me 44. I said, I know he ain't giving me 44, man. He goes, Syracuse is a great place, though, man. And I go, it is. I went up to Boston College, too. I took a look around there at Boston College. What was that guy's name? Jack Brickman? Something like that. Brennan? Jack? Something. I went up there, and the problem that I had, hey, Bard, the problem that I had, I went to Catholic schools, right? So I get up to, I took a trip to Notre Dame, and I'm like, man. And I think I've told Bard the story. I go like this at the people at Notre Dame, and it was Jerry Fouts. And I go, where are the chicks? Oh, they're at St. Mary's across the street. No. Where are the women? They're across the street at St. Mary's. I go, wait a minute. So you don't have chicks at Notre Dame? I go, no, they're across the street at Notre Dame. Or not from Notre Dame. I go, no chicks, no sills. My nuns got a hold of that. When I got back to school, man, it was holy hell. You told the people at Notre Dame. No chicks, no Dan. I think I said that. Barb, I'm not going in a public shower with some dude named Chip. And, you know, I'm not, that's not going to work for me, you know? I'm not going to bars with dudes. Sills don't go to bars with dudes. It's not going to work. Damn, my brother played against Notre Dame. He said they were the dirtiest team they ever played. That's why we beat the piss out of them. Hey, Wayne, let me add this up, Wayne. Hold on for a second, Wayne. Let me see. 57-3, 40-0. Let's see. We beat Notre Dame in my two games against them, 97-3. We almost had a C note in two games on them. We gave Notre Dame their biggest ass beating in the history of their program. We beat them by 50 points. I think we beat them by 54 points or something. <It's> terrible. Steve Berline was the quarterback. I think Mike Gullick was on that team. Mark Bavaro was on that team. We just assassinated that team. Wow. I beat them to smithereens. And then we got killed in the media because we ran a score up on them. Well, everyone forgot Notre Dame used to put 77 on Miami, 77-3, 77-0. Everyone forgets Eric Parseghian getting his joys out on Miami football. Well, we took it out on them. Beat the doorknobs off them. So after you beat ND by 50, did you guys go to bars with dudes? Mm-mm. Big Sills did not go to bars with dudes. I had a girlfriend, French track athlete, Lori LaRue. Wow. About 5'9". My aunt liked her too. Almost married the chick. Lou Holtz versus Jimmy was the game of the year a couple times. Yeah, the one they stole. All right. I'm going to take a timeout here. I got to take a timeout. I have to do another one too. Do a timeout here. We're going to reset. We're a couple days out from the draft. We'll reset. We'll talk about the upcoming draft. And it's being reported now that Howie wants to move up to 16. What does that mean in the draft? What does that mean for the current defensive coordinator? Do they go offense or defense? We'll take a look at the draft, especially some of the players that are in that position. Hit the like button. We'll do it next.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.